At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank. Saving for tomorrow can start today at Pinnacle Bank in Lincoln and Waverly. Let them help your money grow. Stop by to see one of their 12 local branches to help open your new savings account. Pinnacle Bank member FDIC.
And we'll be teamed up with those guys on Sunday, Jake.
We will. Go.
We're going to see everybody.
We got to be proper up there. You know?
Do you have
to? I got to act accordingly.
Jake's matured. Mature.
I got to be responsible this Sunday. Yeah. I will still have libations. Don't you worry. I will not go unlibated to a basketball
game.
I wasn't worried about it.
No one was worried about
that,
Jake.
I will be responsible, though.
No one's concerned. You were having a hams yesterday at 10:30.
Two hams.
Do you have to be?
Prior to noon.
I mean, doesn't the PBA crew celebrate?
Oh, they do. Yes, I can confirm they're at the 19th hole. They were having libations last Friday.
You guys are going with these people.
Well, Jake is the one that he's kind of the celebrity of this.
I don't know about that, Bill.
I mean, I'm going to the game. I never got invited to the 19th hole. I wasn't at Lincoln Country Club.
Yes. This is going to be – guys are going to be in a suite.
Yeah, we're talking about Brian Morrow, Doug Gann, Scott Koonsman, who, of course, was the state champion in 2001 at Boone Central.
Boone Central, quarterback.
Aaron Sundberg, also big name. Jeff Pippett. Yeah. These are big time.
Sundberg.
All these guys. Superstars of Pinnacle Bank.
Yeah. Yes. Wow.
They're not the superstars.
No, God, no.
They're the superstars.
No, that'd be a shame.
They don't lay on the ground and gyrate.
if we win, if we beat Illinois in overtime, it might happen.
I'm just so glad all three of us saw that.
What if the entire suite turned into the superstars and everybody just had to lay down?
Why is Doug on the ground?
Get Doug Gans up.
Why is he gyrating?
You're too old to do that, Doug.
It's a halftime show in the suite. We've been practicing.
Have some dignity.
I would do it. I'd be a superstar if we needed it.
All three of us saw that disaster live. Makes me happy and sad at the same time.
Well, guys, you guys will have a fun time on Sunday.
We're very, very excited.
Yeah. Big game. Big game.
You expect any problems on the bridge at all? You can walk through to the game for Bill. Yeah. Keep your head down.
Where are you parking? You don't have to park because you're getting whisked
down there.
You're getting whisked.
I'm just telling you, if you guys would have seen me going the wrong direction on when we played Michigan, and I was going back over the viaduct deal, and everyone was coming this direction. It was a straight salmon going upstream like that. It was, and also I had one of my orange shirts on, so it just stood out.
People were like, "Who is this guy?"
You could just track me.
Why is he going that way? Is that Bush?
And as I'm walking through, I hear a Randy.
This is a very odd life.
With your orange shirt going very the wrong
odd
direction.
It's a very odd life.
I was parked down in the bottoms at Durant's.
Yes. Oh, that's where you were.
At Grant's. Yes.
And that's when he showed me where he saw you at in the alley.
Not
the confusion.
Weird at all.
You still try to defend that. Not being
it is
weird.
Not
the best
weird.
Part is you said, hey, I'm just trying to get to the press conference. And it's like, you're going the wrong direction. You're not even going the right direction. So nothing added up.
That's true.
Nothing added up at all. It's okay. Hey, listen, whatever was going on that day, it's okay. It's okay.
If all of a sudden
you're Durant's in there and all of a sudden he just sees me, just all of a sudden. The thing is, it wasn't like his game day or anything like that. It was on just
random day.
It was a Tuesday.
I drove down an alley that I always would drive down.
In the North Bottom.
I didn't know Durant lived over there. And Durant comes bolting out of his area like what is going on? I was like, I do this all. I used to do it all the time. I worked at the Journal Star, that alley. And then he threw in that part about don't drive down that alley because there's a lot of nails. I used to get a lot of
which
flats.
Which is the case
when
for
I was
most
getting...
alleys. Again, have
no,
nails.
I don't
a lot
think
of alleys
so.
Have nails.
Do people just throw nails in alleys now that I'm unaware of? I don't
See,
remember.
I don't
alleys
think
are
that's
sketchy
a common
for a reason.
Thing.
I think they are.
No.
I fought you on this. I'll stand by. The alleys are definitely where nails could be.
I don't
they're
know.
Not, they're not usually traffic. They're not usually driven on, so yeah. people
but I don't know.
Get a little...
It was a weird thing. You guys reacted really weird to that. I just was right over in the bottom.
Stand by that, too.
I was right over in the bottom. My truck was pointed that direction yeah. through the alley, so I just went down the alley. And then I turned onto one of those streets and then headed to the stadium. I got a pizza and something else.
Pizza's so good.
Grant yeah. is with us. I'd like to know, Grant, how many times does anybody drive through that alleyway? Is people drive
sure
every
people
day.
People drive it.
Yeah. All the time. You see several
there's
people
cats.
A day.
There's a lot of feral cats. It's,
why does that mean that cars would drive through there? Tell me they wouldn't, actually.
I don't know why you're so hung up on this alley.
Well, it bothered us. Grant says, I walk that alley to Casey's. I pick up about 4 nails every time.
See? I heard about that. Yeah. All right, what do we got? Sports?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, let's get to sports.
Thanks to Pinnacle Bank. 464-5685. Call or text.
Sports.
I was taking a dive, as I do, into CBS Sports yesterday. Saw an interesting article. They rated the top 100 transfer portal players and where they ended up at. Nebraska had nobody on the list. Not a single player coming to Nebraska was a top 100.
Not now, Calandria.
Once LSU, by the way, has 3 of the top 5 players in the portal. Okay. That would be... I'll give you names real quick.
The tackle, right?
That'd be number one is Sam Leavitt from Arizona State.
That makes sense.
And number 4, Jordan Seaton from Colorado, the tackle. Yep. And number 5, a name we all know here. Yeah. Prince Will Umanmielen is the 5th best transfer in the portal. Former Husker, former Ole Miss player, of course, now with LSU.
He flashed as a freshman here. And
he
then,
did.
And then kind of nothing, not much as a sophomore, right? Something wasn't right. He definitely flashed as a freshman, and you thought, okay, this is going to be a big-time pass rusher.
Right.
And then something wasn't quite right as a sophomore. I don't know what that was.
What will bother you about the rest of this list is that, number one, again, no Nebraska players, new Nebraska players on the list. A couple former Husker players are on the list, though. Dylan Raiola, number 15, going to Oregon in terms
of... he's number 15?
Number 15. Just ahead of Darian Bensa at Miami. He's ahead of him. Keona Davis was at number 83 going to Miami from Nebraska. And Kenny Minchie, who it was for a day a Nebraska commit, is number 80 going to Kentucky. But nobody, not a single top 100 player in the portal is going to Nebraska.
Those are some projections. It's interesting because you're not rating Keona Davis based on what he's done.
Right.
You're rating him, based on what you think he'll do.
I'll look at the comment on him real quick.
Kenny Minchie's the same way. You're rating him based on what you think he'll do. Interesting.
The comment on Kenny Minchie is this from CBS Sports. A former top 247 prospect, Minchie lost the starting quarterback battle to C.J. Carr this fall after a hard-fought competition throughout spring and fall camp. While the sample size remains limited, Minchie's pure passing ability leaves room for optimism that he can develop into more than a serviceable starter under the tutelage of Will Stein.
He's a smooth operator, you know. But I think Bill would chime in. I'll speak for Bill. He operated smoothly because he was in garbage time. He wasn't really pressed that much.
You don't have much of a feel for him. Nobody does. It'd be impossible to say. Oh, yeah, there's so many people that haven't. Like I said, you just go back and say there's 5 stars everywhere that have not panned out. So you don't know what it is. And then also you have a Mendoza winning the Heisman as a 2-star. You got Pavia, 0-star. Right. So there's all these different. So somebody is going to hit this year on a quarterback that we really don't know about right
now. Maybe it'll be Calandria.
It easily could be Calandria. Because he has so many starts. He's got so many live reps. He has so many game reps.
You know who else does? Yeah. Dylan. Dylan has a lot of game reps.
He has a lot of game reps.
And now he's afforded the opportunity to sit back. He won't start this year. He will not be the starter. Dante Moore will be the starter. But Dylan has a chance next year. So that's a good deal. They moved.
Comment for Raiola was, following 2 seasons of inconsistent play in Lincoln, Raiola pivots to a redshirt year behind incumbent starter Dante Moore in hopes of stabilizing and elevating his skill set as he aims to rebuild his profile under Dan Lanning.
Wow, that's a very good summation. He's got to get himself right. Not that he was bad at Nebraska. I think that it wasn't I always take on Dom on this. I thought he was better. I thought he was better as a sophomore. I thought he was pretty good at times. He won games for him. He won the Maryland game. He won the Northwestern game. He probably would you'd say he won the Michigan State game. He had to complete huge passes in each of those games.
Yeah.
And there's things that weren't right. The sack thing was somewhat on him, I think.
Now, this is why, again, one person's opinion is interesting, because there is a name that was brought up in the conversation for who could Nebraska get at quarterback that I think almost fan base wide people said, we don't want this guy.
Who's that?
He's number 14 on the list, ahead of Royola.
Who's that?
DJ Lagway, who went to Baylor. I don't think he was very good. A lot of turnovers last year.
He's that high on the
list. I'm surprised. A little bit surprised. I am surprised by that. But
yeah, a little surprised. You got to remember, though, he came back and won some big games, not this season, but a season prior to. He came in the projection was a top 10 pick.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I mean, he was coming into this season. And then he had it just everything went bad. But when everything goes bad, and the locker room's bad, and the coach is going to get fired, and all these things, sometimes it's like, ooh, easy. Just take a break on this for a second. Because when things are just awful, I mean, it's really hard to judge. Now, we know he's got an incredible skill set, and he has shown it like that. Now, he had LSU, 5 interceptions,
right,
I believe.
5 picks.
And I just don't – I think that is just from being I they were just checked out. I mean, I thought the coach held him together, did the best he could, but everything about what was going on at Florida was not good. So I'd have a hard time judging him. So could he be a potential next year? You go, oh wow,
at Baylor.
Oh wow, it could happen.
God, that's
oh
high.
Wow,
that strikes me as high.
A good point from the text line on YouTube breakers who are trying to stay optimistic with Nebraska having nobody seen by this publication as top 100 players. They asked how many guys from Indiana 2 years ago were top 100 players. I don't have an answer. I don't know what the list was, but they weren't seen as exceptional players going from James Madison to Indiana.
No. Back to Lagway, is 6'3", 247. His TD to interception ratio this year was 16-14. I mean, that six.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. Forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
16 TDs and 14 picks. I mean, and he's rated what?
Number 14. He's ahead of Dylan and Mensa. Ahead of both those guys. One is a conference champion.
Yeah.
At Duke.
I don't know how he's ahead of Mensa. I really don't.
I don't get that one.
Strange. Yeah. I find it odd. I saw the LSU game, and it was really bad. There was a couple throws where – but the other guy made a couple throws that you were – remember that? Who was the LSU quarterback?
Nussmeier.
Yeah. Oh, God, he threw a
ball. Boy, his stock dropped a lot this year, too.
Yeah.
He was a top five pick.
He got injured early, then didn't play well. And then think about how toxic that was.
Yep.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That was a toxic – that locker room would have been horrific when dealing with Brian Kelly and getting being fired. And when did Kelly get fired?
Early.
About game 8, maybe?
That's six, seven, or eight. Yeah.
And Kelly's not back in, right?
No.
No.
He's not. He didn't get hired.
So I don't think he'll be hired again.
You don't?
Well, isn't he 60?
He's up for.
Yeah, 60s. I mean, I don't see that happening.
He's Sig's age.
Yeah, because he's not all of a sudden. He's not going to New Mexico or something like that. It's like not when you have that kind of money.
I don't think so, right?
No, not when you have that.
See what his age is.
I'm going to guess he's about 62, maybe 62 to 64.
You think he's younger than Sig's? Yeah. He's Sig's age, 64.
Yeah, so that's a wrap. Nope.
You think it's a wrap?
Well, if you had to tell a Husker fan who looks at this and says, all right, this is concerning, and you tried to walk them off the ledge, what would you tell them about? We've already looked at Nebraska's portal. We've not been blown away by really any players.
Start with Calandria.
He's not seen as a top 100 player. Like, what would you tell a fan that's petrified right now or concerned?
About the portal or about the team in general?
Both. Combination. Because you got to have hope in this world.
Well, the conversation starts with Calandria. You got a chance to get rolling in the first four or five games. It looks like your offensive line, you're gonna have three new starters, so there's some kind of hope. Go ahead. You ask me, it's sort of hard.
I'm asking to the fans, is there frustration because of the statement from the head coach that we have the money to get whoever we want?
I'm sure.
One week we said we don't have enough. Then he said we have enough.
The only thing I try to explain on that, and it doesn't do any good, but I try, is there's a lot of money that goes into retention, and there were some young guys that needed to be taken care of.
Yeah, but that wasn't the statement by the head coach. The statement was we can go out and get.
That's true. I wonder if in that moment that he wasn't thinking about all the money you would have to spend in retention, which is a lot. You know, you had to get guys back here like Evans and Shavers and Barney. Who am I missing? There's probably a couple others that you wondered, and you're going to have to pay him to come back. People would have came and got a guy like Shavers.
Yep.
So retention's big. Yeah, but Bill, to answer your question, that's frustrating to people. I think he misspoke a little bit on that. And then you know what's happening? You remember when that rev share all kicked into gear and people said, okay, there's a cap. This is going to be more uniformity. Nope.
Oh, there's no cap. Oh, there's zero cap.
No. There's nobody playing by it. The people aren't playing by
it. There's no one playing by any rules. And there's, I mean, besides this one, besides the little bit going on now with what Dabble brought up about the tampering stuff, but no one is talking about money.
Right.
No one is arguing. There's no one at
Jake
at Purdue that's upset with Ole Miss because they're paying players above and beyond, and not even NIL deals. In the whole, was it CS? What was it called?
College Sports Commission.
Yeah, whatever. Who's doing
CSC,
nothing?
They're doing no teeth.
Nothing at all. Right.
What
there.
A joke.
They're just. They're basically right now in an office going, what should we do? They're just probably everybody's entering data in, and that's like, what are we gonna do today? I don't know. We're doing
honestly,
nothing.
Do they have an office? I don't know.
Are they working from home, you think?
But that, I imagine. But that, remember when we had all those discussions that there might be some uniformity now because of this cap that teams have in-house, $24.5 million, whatever it is, $22.5 million, and a certain amount goes to football. It doesn't exist.
And the AD said, we are sticking to this. It was kind of one of those deals.
Yeah.
It's almost like when the NCAA came out and said, just don't sue us. Just sign this. It was the commission came out and said, everyone sign this. And then that way you can't sue us. They're like, you're hilarious. And so the ADs came out and said, we're just going to stick to this. And everybody's like, we're not doing that. And we talked about the third lane. Remember Arkansas? And it's like, what are we doing? Because it's life is moving fast.
You know what's really interesting? Is you 1890, Carson's not going to like this, but they could have stayed open. I mean, 1890 could. There's still a need for it. I mean, Nebraska, room exactly right.
But understand with that, with and I think I got a good grasp on this with 1890, there is still a collective. the collective is just within the program now. So people are still...
It's play fly.
So it's just a different... So there's, it's not like, hold it, we gave our collective up, so no, we don't have an extra... No, that's not true.
It's not that.
Yeah.
But you could still have...
So now the person collecting the money basically is just different.
Yeah.
It's more in-house.
It's a play fly matter now. There, you know, there's $8 million sitting there, and you got to disseminate it. And it's kind of like Marty Bird. You know, you're trying to launder it, essentially. If you really just want to get down to what it is,
I mean, you got to Marty Bird.
Yeah, you got to figure out how to disseminate that money in a good way. So, in Nebraska, I would still say is in an okay spot, good spot. But I just wonder how Troy Dannon thinks about this. Like, there's other people that are just blatantly breaking the rules. Do you want to do that? I don't think Nebraska does.
It's always been but then
if you don't, then what?
Also with the with Indiana, who a breaker had brought up like that, the big difference is the JMU 13, which will be a big part of the movie, huge part of the movie. The JMU 13 that came with them. There are seven JMU starters, I think, this year still from that 13. But those 13 that came, that flipped everything. And so the power you have when you go, just like Oklahoma State, why do they have a chance this year? They got 20-some guys
from a winning
that came
program
from North Texas.
And they're putting a great quarterback.
Do you ever feel like – this all sounds a bit like a nightmare to me sometimes if you pull yourself back. Yeah. Like, what if they would have had this during the Switzer-Osborne era? Would Oklahoma came and got Rozier?
I mean, exactly.
Like, what would have happened?
Yeah,
would Red Wine have been here? I don't know.
I don't know. Does Billy Sims stay at OU?
Right.
Is he going to SC?
Right. I mean, is Ricky Williams going off to UCLA or something? Like, this is so
weird. When did we grow up? What was
better
it?
Times?
Better times. There's never.
Yeah, I love it when guys come at me with Sipple. You always talk about how college football is not cool. Yes, it is. No, it's not. No, because of what we just
there's
said.
There's never a time when
football is still good.
When you were watching, any of the players, like Thomas Lott playing quarterback for OU, going, I wonder if he could transfer here.
Right.
No, it's just like they have him,
Boss,
and he's really good. The Boss wasn't like going. Is Boz staying at OU?
He might be going to Ole Miss.
I heard Ole Miss talk to him.
Ole Miss coming after.
Yeah, it might happen.
What about Boz just leaving Oklahoma?
Yeah. Imagine the players that have been through all these places we grew up watching. Like you said, the USC players that we grew up watching, the Notre Dame players we grew up watching. I mean, couldn't imagine like that. Well, he's there now. Really? Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, Rozier and Craig, there's not room for both of them.
Do you think Flutie stays at Boston College?
No, he's going to Notre
Flutie
Dame.
At Boston College? I mean,
probably Notre Dame's coming and getting
him. Yeah, someone's going, I know he's short, but we're going to go get him.
Rozier and Craig?
That would have been Craig was, I think there was 1 year ahead of him.
But somebody would have came and got one of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like, hey, what are you guys doing over here? Yeah, come on over here.
What about the Weebacks?
Derek Brown.
Derek Brown, Calvin Jones.
Yeah. It's
like, hey, guys, what are you doing?
Want to play over here?
Yeah. It would affect Nebraska's history so much you wouldn't believe it.
You grew up, like I said, me and Sip, when we'd go through, because we had friends on the team that were walk-ons, Jake, we'd look at Nebraska's roster and they would print the depth charts and then there'd be the hyphen in between. But there'd be fullbacks and there would be 18 listed. It'd be 18 fullbacks listed.
The depth chart had 12 guys in a position.
It'd be like one and two, three, whatever that. And then it'd be like number 14 and 15, there'd be a dash between them. And it was insane to read all these. And then all of a sudden you'd read about them like 3 years later, and they'd be playing.
And they'd be creeping up the depth chart.
And it was nothing at all for most players at Nebraska was come in redshirt, freshman year, nada. Sophomore year,
nada.
Nothing. And then junior year, start to get some playing time. Unless you were one of those, there were certain freaks out there that did play at a younger time like that. But, It was unbelievable.
Think about it.
The players that we watched growing up play. I mean, Bo Jackson staying at Auburn? Yeah. Might be going down. Think Bo Jackson, think Alabama would have talked to him? Think they might have like
think?
That? You think also like that?
Yeah.
Bo, what's going on? You guys, no, there's no chance.
Think of what Switzer would have tried to do.
Yes.
Broderick Thomas, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
Come on, why don't you come down here and take a look? We'll pay you double.
So, Nebraska, right now,
sorry, Jake,
has nobody in the top 100. In the portal list.
According to
CBS Sports, one publication out there says
that. Like I said, it's a hard schedule. It's not even close to the hardest schedule. In the first, like you said, I don't know, should start 5-0. So
that was a great chance at 5-0.
Yeah, it should be 5-0. So,
hello.
Before we get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear when it comes to IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Oh, no.
Don't be hacked.
I've been to Brewster.
You can avoid being hacked.
No one in Brewster gets hacked.
No.
You know why? Who's there?
Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.8% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity with a free consultation available to you at AppliedConnective.com.
I can't imagine the excitement when they rolled into that courthouse in Brewster. It's a great courthouse. Unbelievable.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it was nice. And the right thing, all I could think about was this place is secured. And I sent a photo to Mossman of the courthouse.
The attorney of the stars?
Yeah, attorney of the stars. He's been in every courthouse there is in the state. He's been in all 93 courthouses.
Doing his thing.
Yeah, doing his thing. Protecting the people.
That's what Mossman does.
Drives around and if he sees someone in some
peril?
Sort of... he stops.
I got
he helps
you
change
covered.
A tire.
Is there a legal issue?
Illegal issues or a legal issue? No, or I'm out of gas. Okay, we can do that also. So he carries gas with him also in his truck.
When we come back, Dr. Love is next. Call or text 402-464-5685. That's Dexter. Early break in the ticket.